I don't know how many times you've been in a situation like this before, but I'm sure...
Not a lot, fortunately. Not a lot. That's probably why I'm still sitting here.
But probably a couple times over the
course of
your career. Based on past experience, what are the methods that work to get a turned in?
You know, really, I think the biggest issue is you have to play good at the start of the game and develop some confidence. Whatever phase it is, we just have to make sure that we're solid at the start of the game, get confidence going, and then it tends to feed on one another after that. And, you know, I think I told it a couple weeks ago, I was on a team that went 3-0, 0-7, and 6-0. So, you know, we finished 9-7 during a year, and that was New York, 1994, I think. But there's nothing that came into my mind that Coach Reeves did that we changed anything. And we did it better, and we played better after that, obviously, that bad streak. But we just got on a roll, got confidence, and guys started playing better.
So you mentioned getting confidence going early. What's your reaction Sunday night on the opening kickoff when you have, seems like, a couple different blunders right out of the gate?
Yeah, I mean, I was not happy. I mean, that's the biggest reaction, you know, because we've talked about that to nauseam about making sure that we make the right decision at the start. We didn't. And then, you know, we get a penalty that was just not good ball. And, you know, we looked at those penalties during a bye week as much as we could. We had some repeat offenders, and that was not a repeat offender. In fact, they called it incorrectly on who it was. So, you know, we just got to keep working at that and try to get those things cleaned up. I can promise you we're working on it hard in practice. I know that. So we just got to keep working it.
Coach, on the McCray, I think they ruled it a fumble, not a blocked punt. It looked like he maybe thought he was going to get a stand-up, and Boykin just, you know, didn't really attack him on that. That's happened a couple times now this season on the right edge over there.
I mean, the first one was with Sean Drone early on in the year, and that was definitely not a – he knew he was going to get a rush because we knew that coming in. And then Danny, there's nobody – I mean, that's the reason I put him out there. You know, he was hurt against New England. We didn't have him, and there's nobody I trust more than him. He feels sick to his stomach. All of us feel sick to his stomach. If you watch the play, he fell down. You know, I mean, it's a sickening play for him. It's a sickening play for all of us. And, you know, it wasn't a scheme thing because it was one-on-one. It wasn't like, you know, I mean, it was just one of those bad situations that happened to a hell of a kid that he took it hard, and he's gonna do everything he can to make sure that doesn't happen again for him, I can promise you.
Was that primarily a footing issue, or was there, you know, some mental?
I mean, you saw the play. I mean, everyone saw the play. I don't know that it was a mental issue. It wasn't like he didn't know he had 11. You know, I mean, sometimes guys get beat. I mean, that's the way it is in the kicking game. It's a one-on-one contest the whole time. And if you win more one-on-ones than you lose, usually you're pretty damn good. That's how it is in the kicking game. And we did not do that on that play, that's for sure.
When O'Donnell hits it, he really hits it. Does he have to speed it up, though, Joe, a little bit? Do you want to see him get rid of the ball a little, kick it a little faster?
No, I mean, that had nothing to do with it. That was a guy that was scot-free. I mean, yeah, you'd like to – you want to always be as fast as you can. There's no question about that. We've talked about that before. You want to be as fast as you can. But, I mean, they rushed us once before in that game. Nobody came close. You know, it's just it's a play-by-play basis. It's a case-by-case basis. And, unfortunately, you had two really bad plays on that same edge and – you know, for different reasons, but we just got to keep cranking, man. I know one thing. I heard, you know, people talking about quitting and all that stuff. You know, if they quit, they damn sure wouldn't have scored a touchdown at the end of the game. I can promise you that. And I know I ain't quitting. So, you know, it's a tough situation, and we're gonna slug our way out of it. That's what we're gonna try to do every snap we can, and that's what I think those guys are committed to do.
What were the biggest factors?
Everybody doing their job. That's the biggest key. You know, you do your job and you got a chance, and that's what everybody did. And, you know, he did a nice job of having a plan for the kicker at the top of it and finishing it off. So hopefully that's a start for him. That's good. You know, he had a 45-yarder earlier in the game that ended up getting called back, unfortunately. That was a penalty that, you know, young guy that hasn't been out there, and we got to clean that one up. But Chris showed some good explosion. Hopefully that'll carry on to the last part of the year.
Level of
no, you don't want Usually when you have kickoff returns, you're losing. So, you know, that's one team that I'd rather not be very good at, to be honest with you.
With Santonio out of the mix now, does that move Chris into his role as the punt returner?
You know, we'll see how that goes going in. We worked several guys today before practice, but I think Chris has shown that, you know, hopefully he can handle it. I think he can. He did a nice job in the game. He had a 14-yard return on one return and then also had a fair catch. So he just needed to get more catches. He just didn't have enough of them during preseason. But we'll hopefully get some juice from him and get started. That's really what we're trying to get done, you know, there. Hopefully we'll get some more punt returns.
Who else caught some today before practice?
We had some guys that worked on it and caught them before the game, before practice, excuse me.
Chris will be the first to have the first crack at it.
Yes.